40-year-old Marine Corps veteran Travis Holt is getting ready to wrap up his first year in a master's program for social work at the University of South Florida in Tampa. He sums up the virtual college experience he's had since March bluntly.
It's been a nightmare. I didn't sign up to do online schooling. I'm a classroom guy. I'm kind of an old school type guy.
Holt's discomfort learning on a screen is worsened by the fact that he lives in a rural area where he says internet access isn't great on a good day, let alone during this pandemic when most people are home trying to use it. Now Holt works out of a makeshift office in his spare bedroom and says he struggles to get assignments done with a bad connection. On top of that, he has an internship with a local veterans nonprofit and is a husband and father to a 5-year-old daughter who's also attending school from home now.
Just being a combat veteran, the trauma I've experienced, and then going to school, that's a lot, period. And then you throw in all this COVID-19 madness, and it's like, this is insane right now. Like, my life is insane right now.
Holt isn't alone in feeling stressed by the disruptions. A recent survey from Student Veterans of America found about 90% of respondents say they're concerned COVID-19 will affect their education goals. The survey was conducted the same week Congress passed a law to protect GI Bill benefits as schools switch to online learning. But SVA's chief of staff, William Hubbard, says many student veterans are still under financial strain.
A lot of these students are adults. They've got financial obligations, families to pay for, and that's really not what the GI Bill is set up to cover the cost of.
As of mid-March, a third of survey respondents had lost jobs or were working less hours, and that number's likely to have gone up as more stay-at-home orders were implemented across the country. Hubbard says he's also worried about graduating students who will enter a job market turned upside down by the coronavirus. He says SVA is making economic issues a priority.
The key to that is really helping our student veterans figure out what their opportunities are in this new environment that we're all working in.
SVA is partnering with federal agencies and job recruiting sites to host a virtual economic opportunity summit for vets. Hubbard says SVA's other priority is preserving camaraderie among students unable to gather in person at their local chapter meetings or campus vet centers.
And so we're focused on developing different opportunities so that they can stay connected to that community, that they can avoid feeling a sense of isolation.
Student veteran Travis Holt is trying to do that through his internship at the nonprofit Veterans Alternative. He recently hosted a video chat session for vets to vent frustrations and share tips with one another about coping with online learning.
Sometimes just knowing that you're not the only one going through it is helpful.
Holt says he's lucky to have understanding professors and encourages vets to communicate with their teachers if they need assistance as finals approach and summer courses begin.
It can be hard to reach out and ask for help and admit that you're overwhelmed, but it's worth it and it's important and it's part of taking care of yourself.
Many colleges and universities are already planning to host their summer programs virtually, while some have canceled them. Holt is taking the summer off to spend time with his family. He tries not to worry about whether the coronavirus could force universities to remain online only in the fall, saying student veterans need to focus on the things they can control right now. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.